Where we have universes, we have, inseparably from the whole problem of universes, spots in space. Now, I don't want you to forget this one. We've actually got a three-dimensional coincidence of two universes, succeeded by the withdrawal by the preclear of his own universe from the universe he was duplicating. And we finally get him with a miniature. He thinks it's a picture of the physical universe. It's not. It's his own universe shrunk in. He's withdrawn it from the physical universe. Now, how do we get these to separate? Just by running concepts, flows? No. Concepts, flows, things like that won't solve this. How would we really get these things separated? We'd have to spot spots in space to separate them, wouldn't we? Now, if a preclear can't spot spots in space anymore at all, if it makes him dizzy or sick just to indicate a spot in space in the room, you get a preclear into a lot of picnics doing this. You ask him, find a spot in this room's space, and he will tell you by the hour, then, that he can't locate that. He won't tell you maybe by the hour if you're a good auditor. He'll look for that spot, and he'll say, well, you know, I only can really locate this spot in relationship to the objects in the room. That's the only way I know that spot is there, and so on. So it really isn't there. You ask him to locate the same spot several times, and he keeps shifting on it. He indicates different spots, and so on. He has spot-in-space trouble. The solution, then, really, to the separation of universes is the problem of spotting space. But when you do this, you run into a mass problem. Because you start spotting space, you are uncondensing any preclear who's simply holding on to mass and not creating any new mass. You're uncondensing his havingness. So every time you try to uncondense this preclear, you tear his havingness to ribbons, and he starts to object to this. You've got to get him up to a point where he can spot a spot in space and create new havingness, both without any liability. When you first start this in, you ask him to spot a spot in space, spot another spot in space, spot another spot in space. He starts getting sick. That's because you're just tearing his havingness apart. He doesn't think of himself as able to rig up new havingness, therefore he's holding on to old havingness.